The First 6 Weeks of School. Authors Paula Denton and Roxanne Crite. A critical question. Improving the learning environment requires asking and answering a critical question. What must our students know in order to be part of a cooperative, rigorous and supportive classroom community? Students need to function autonomously without constant adult control or direct supervision. Autonomy in a school setting means governing oneself with an awareness of the needs of the community. These needs vary in according to the classroom composition, students' maturity and what our classroom space allows, and what materials we have to work with. Week 1. We want children from the first day of school to feel secure and successful because they know the rules of the culture. Teaching proactively is essential during these early days. Teachers must discuss and model new routines and experiences and let students practice them before they are actually performed. At this point, rules are very specific and we are related to the concrete actions of each activity. The first week is a time to help children see their school as a place where they belong and where they know they can meet expectations. They need to feel comfortable and supported, excited and challenged. Morning meeting. Morning meeting is a 20 to 30 minute daily routine used to begin the school day in elementary and middle school classrooms. All classroom members, adults and children, gather in a circle to greet one another, listen and respond to each other's news, and to practice academic and social skills, and to look forward to the events in the day ahead. The starting point for establishing rules with students. Enlisting children in the process of generating rules is an essential part of the work in the first 6 weeks of school. Children are more apt to understand and respect the rules they make, and it's important that everyone has a voice and say in the construction of what means to be safe, caring and respectful community. Week 2. This is the week to complete the rulemaking process. In this process, students are challenged to construct a set of broad rules that will help the classroom be a safe and enriching place for all to learn. Along the way, they name and examine many of the specific behaviours practiced in last week's procedures and routines. In the second week, we also introduce academic choice times and launch the first thematic study of the year. We choose the theme for this first unit carefully, selecting a topic that gives children a sense of accomplishment by conquering something unknown, learning new techniques, or using new materials. Introducing quiet time, grades 3 to 4. This time is tended to be a real release from social interactions, not just a silent time. The teacher firmly resists all pleas for expectations by work by yourself rule. Everyone starts reading a book. Soon the teacher will allow individuals to choose reading, writing or drawing. Children must gather what they need ahead of time and only rely upon their own sources for this time. It's a challenge and it begins with 20 minutes and is worked up to half an hour. As the year progresses, children may use the time to work on assignments or writing projects of their choice. They might enjoy a good book or a daydream and doodle. For now, it's enough to practice working alone without talking to others or even asking for help. Week 3. In the third week, we provide more room for students to make choices and try out their independence, encouraging internalization of the rules and expectations that we were so clearly defined and articulated in the first 2 weeks. For example, if outdoor play is generally friendly and peaceful, we might offer free play or choice on the playground at some of the recesses. We want to move the group toward increased responsibility and independence in the following rules and routines of the class, without continual direct teacher supervision, to give children practice in working. Independently, we use teaching strategy that we call the paradox. The teacher works with a small group of children, while the rest of the group is working on independent work. However, the teacher makes sure that the small group of work requires very little of the teacher's attention. While appearing to be focused on the small group, the teacher is really keeping a close eye on the whole class. This is the paradox. While monitoring students' progress in working independently and then guiding them when necessary. Logical consequences from week 3. Logical consequences is a way of responding to misbehaviour that is respectful of the children that helps them take responsibility for their actions so they can fix their mistakes and know what to do next time without feeling bad. Most logical consequences fall into one of three categories. Making rapid reparations, which give children the opportunity to face and fix their mistakes, if a child spills a drink and the child cleans up the mess. Setting more limits in response to mishandling of responsibility. For example, the art area is closed for a few days because the class has not been taking care of the materials there. Time out. Time away from the group is used when a child is not able to cooperate and is being disruptive to the group. The teacher separates the child from the activity temporarily until the child is ready to participate in a positive way. To be logical, consequence is not a punishment. Time out must be used in a matter-of-fact and respectful manner. The teacher's tone and intent is a critical factor in this distinction. Goals for week 4 to 6. Most children work independently while teachers focus on individuals or small groups. Children work together productively and kindly in both teacher and child-formed groups. Students are familiar with a large number of tools and resources for learning and expressing learning and locate them using independently and constructively. Children show that they are beginning to internalize classroom rules by generating and discussing strategies for following the rules independently in problematic situations. All children experience logical consequences for misbehaviors. Students show an understanding of the role of logic consequences by contributing their ideas for the use of class meetings, independent conflict resolution, and apology of action. Children become increasingly independent, following classroom routines by taking responsibility for leading them and by following the lead of classmates. Class meeting strategy. Class meetings are a whole group of meetings held for the purpose of problem solving or perhaps planning for a project or an event which involves the entire class. They are held at regular intervals, often once a week, and have particular formats. We recommend that they include the following steps. Introduce a problem or topic and review class meeting protocols. Gather information. Begin discussion. Students brainstorm possible solutions and/or action plans. Choose a solution and/or action plan. When considering problems, choose a consequence and close the meeting. Conflict resolution strategy. Ritualized procedures for conflict resolution can help children resolve conflict peacefully and with a minimum of adult intervention. The communication skills developed in the process empower students to assert their feelings and experiences while maintaining response for the feelings and the experiences of others. Most conflict resolution procedures involve teaching children the following steps in some form. Calming down, walk away, count to 10, etc. Explanation of the upset, discussion and resolution, some kind of acknowledgement, a handshake, for example. What it takes. Children and teachers alike begin the school year with great anticipation. A late summer mixture of excitement, anxiety, eagerness, trepidation and hope. While the proportions vary from individual to individual and even from year to year, depending upon many factors, it's a constant that the early weeks of each year offer particular opportunities and challenges. Fulfilling these opportunities and meeting those challenges require energy, creativity, deliberation and careful planning.